USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
New data shows what's being called uncontrollable growth of new COVID-19 infections in nearly a quarter of U.S. counties. That from the analytics firm Esri. Its data indicates record levels of new infections in California, Arizona, Texas, and Florida, as well as Mississippi, where the state health officer, Dr. Thomas Dobbs, blames it in part on a lack of people wearing masks in public.
This reckless social behavior is going to harm the whole state. It's going to harm the businesses in the state. It's going to harm our economy, and it's going to cause unnecessary deaths.
A better-than-expected economic report out this morning as American consumers increased their spending by a record 8.2% in May, partly erasing record plunges in consumer spending in the previous 2 months. It was a 6.6% drop in spending in March and a drop of 12.6% in April. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I've had a lot of really great days back-to-back, which has been a huge blessing. Even my doctor told me, because they asked me to bring everything in that I take on a daily basis, he was very encouraged by seeing what I was taking, and he said he didn't care how many I had, and he said it's food. And the form that it's in was something that he was very, because he was an avid learner, and he's always researching, and he's always excited to see new things. And he told me, this will be good. This will help you immensely with the nutrition that you need.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
President Trump making two appearances in Wisconsin yesterday, speaking early in the day at a shipyard that had just won a big government contract. The president said that the economy is going to be bouncing back quite quickly, despite the pandemic.
We're going to have a great third quarter, and we're going to have a phenomenal next year. You'll see. Next year will be one of the greatest years. You see it happening already.
Later, at a town hall event held in Green Bay and sponsored by Fox News, which broadcast it last night, the president called protesters who tear down statues terrorists and vowed that at some point there would be retribution. The U.S. House is set today on a bill that would make the nation's capital the nation's 51st state. Washington, D.C., with a population of over 700,000, has no voting representation in Congress, which many argue amounts to taxation without representation. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
As we've reported, several U.S. states are seeing big spikes in coronavirus since reopening recently. Arizona is one of them there. The governor, Doug Ducey, is pleading with people to stay home as the new coronavirus cases are spreading across that state. During a news conference late yesterday, Ducey said the recent spikes in cases, hospitalizations, and deaths from the virus are unacceptable. He's urging people to do everything possible to reverse the trends and right away.
When we reopened the economy, I said that this is a green light to proceed, not a green light to speed. And we need to slow down.
Dixie Chicks changing their name to just the Chicks. The female country group making the announcement yesterday, saying it's an effort to distance themselves from the name that was linked with the slavery era South. A quote on the Texas band's website saying they want to meet this moment. Phase one of the NHL draft lottery is today. Despite the league being on hiatus when it comes to actually playing, the NHL has put together a two-phase plan for the lottery. The seven teams that missed the playoffs will be joined by eight placeholder teams that will make up the first phase. The Detroit Red Wings have the best odds of landing the number one overall pick. You can find us online anytime or at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.